2011, we had Charlotte. It was in November. And then I came back to work a few months later. And then, you know, kind of just got back to work and kind of, you know, juggling all life with twins and family. But I still felt like a year later it was still kind of pushing on me. Like I was still thinking about it and thinking about the moms that were in NICU, particularly the ones that I knew were going to be there for a while but that weren't going to leave. And so the more I kept thinking about it, the more I just felt like, you know, we should really offer something. And I'm like, I know that there isn't money to really do a lot, but we should do something. We happened to have someone contact the Salvation Army a couple months later as I was kind of putting together a plan on how we were going to go about it. And she said, I don't know if you have anything available, but my daughter is in the NICU right now, and she's really struggling. We're having a really hard time because of the commute. You know, we're spending all this money in gas. My husband, you know, obviously has to go back to work because life still has to go on. We're away from our kids. I don't know if there's anything you can do. And I was like, you know, I think we just found our first case. We take a case a month. And like this month we're taking two, just confident that it'll be provided for. We try to just do one case a month so that we can really focus on one child and their needs. But someone just contacted me today and said, my daughter just had surgery yesterday. She's been in the NICU for a week. And I'm like, well, gosh, I can't say no. And we found that there is, you know, we've never gone a month without a baby, two babies. So we just, it's just going to keep growing from there. Every family is different. Sometimes their need is, you know, like the one we had 2 months ago was that the father had to quit his job so that he could be at the NICU because the mother was ill at the same time that the child was in the NICU. So they were really struggling financially. So in that case, it's more of an issue of finding a donor who can pay their mortgage, you know, for a month or 2 months, taking groceries to their house so that, you know, their family has something to eat. Things like that was obviously like meeting their basic needs was really our focus there. And then sometimes we have people who say, you know, my husband's still working. I am just really struggling spiritually. And in that case, it's sending a pastor out with dinner and then just collecting, you know, some gifts for the baby. Sometimes they feel like they're spread too thin with their older children because they're at the NICU so much. So we do a gift package for the baby in the NICU, but then we also take meals over for the kids who are at the house. Or, you know, we take, and there's usually gifts for the siblings also when we do a Charlotte Ministries care package, just so they know, like, you know, we know that this is a hard time for you too, and you haven't been forgotten either. It really varies from case to case, but there's always some kind of assistance there to help with the burden, and definitely always some kind of spiritual counseling that we can offer. I wanted to go where God wants it to. And if that means that it stays where it is, where we focus on one baby a month, that's where I want it to go. If it focuses on where we open it up and we have, you know, dozens of babies every month, then that's where I want it to be too. The biggest thing is I just want to know that people, the public at least, has an awareness that there is a program and there is an organization that cares about them when they're in their darkest time. There's no darker time I can think of than when they have a sick or terminally ill child.